welcome to Blank Pages, the podcast, a podcast for people who appreciate the new beginnings of a clean slate, but they also strive for the courage, willingness, curiosity, and creativity available only on the blank pages of new possibilities. It's the potential to move beyond, to move forward, where people are willing to make new decisions from fresh perspectives and are ready to write in a much better way. So the world is waiting, and nothing listens better than a blank piece of paper. So welcome to the show. And I'm so glad you're here and you're listening and giving me some time and attention. I'm going to be doing a fun little topic today. It's just based off of something that my wife and I recently did, and to go see a comedian, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, and I do believe my episodes are correct now. This is episode 22. So I've been getting them all jacked up, but always just count on one thing, that if for some reason I give a wrong episode number, it should be correct in the show notes. So I will do my best not to confuse anyone. So there's some really cool things going on. A lot of interaction happening around my little book, Flit Learns to Fly. So there are people posting images. It's really cool. I'm going to do some readings coming up and I'll be posting some stuff with it. So I welcome you to follow me on Instagram at Tim Pecoraro. That's a simple place to find me, at Tim Pecoraro on Instagram. And if you go to my bio area there, there's a link in there. You can find how to purchase that book, Flit Learns to Fly. It's a children's book. It's something that it's been on my heart to do, and I'm going to do several more. And I'm going to talk more about my process, because I hopefully at the end of this year will have my signature book, the book that I've been holding inside me for a while and writing some and holding some and correcting it and writing it. And, anyways, yeah, it's a thing, and, I'm going to get it done. So children's book came first. The children's book came first. So Flit Learns to Fly, you could find that, on the link. It's at Amazon as well. If you go to Amazon.com and you look in there for books, and if you type in Flit Learns to Fly or my name, Tim Pecoraro, you can find it there. So, but thank you. I appreciate all of you that have already purchased the book and also have also sent me a shout out or a message. So thanks. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for liking the show, subscribing to the show, and those of you who send over some feedback regarding the show. So I do appreciate it. Hope you will continue to do that. And yeah, that's how you grow and you get better. So, I do want to let you know that the newsletter that we send out, there's a monthly newsletter. I hope that you will subscribe to that as well. And that's a simple thing. It's for my Uphill Community Network, which in the future you will learn more about, but it is where everything I do will live there. So this is just a part of what I'm doing. This is Blank Pages and with books and creating things that are curriculum items and stuff. It's going to be under Blank Pages and just helping people to do things better in new ways. So that's what that's all about. So anyways, today's episode, it actually comes from, and it's all around just getting started, this idea of just getting started. So my wife and I, she got tickets for us to go see a comedian, Leanne Morgan, which was great. We love her. We listened to her before. She's hilarious. She's simple. She's from Tennessee. She's, you can listen to her. She's not being ridiculous and crass and over. I mean, it's just, she's funny. She's just funny. Okay. And what I also like is it's approachable, meaning it's like you can relate to it. It's relatable. Even though I'm not a woman, I get what she's talking about. And the fact that I've seen it, I've witnessed it, I've heard about it. My wife can attest to it. I've heard my mom talk about it, just different people. I just think it's cool. And it's just cool to hear and hear, be around people enjoying themselves, just laughing, all different types of people in a room laughing together. So anyways, we were there, and her theme is just getting started, because now not only is she touring around, but she had the one Netflix special that just took off. But now she's got two more Netflix specials. And the first thing she says to everybody when she gets on the stage is, hey, guess what? I just got done shooting a film with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. And she had some bits to say about that too, but it was so cool just talking about, look what happened. And she goes, and I'm 58. I do believe she said she's 58 or 57. I believe it's 58. And she said, but I'm just getting started. She said, I'm just getting started. And I just think that is just so cool because my wife and I, we talk about that, and she has these two sayings, and I think she has them on t-shirts, and one is don't play small, and the other one is I'm just getting started. And so we kind of chatted about that after the show. The show was great, but it was just the whole point of, you know, her being at that spot where she's standing on a stage saying, I'm just getting started, meaning this is all new stuff and it's taking off. And I'm not as young as I was. I don't look the way I did. I'm not as impressive maybe as I could have been or used to be or whatever. Like so many things are different, but instead it's, I'm just getting started. And so around that, there were like four things around that, which are normal questions you should always ask is like, there's a what question, a why question, a when question, and how around this whole just getting started. And these were the four things I started pondering. And so the first two were the what and the why of that. Like, I'm just getting started. And I can understand that because here I am, I'm in my 50s, and my first book is not the book that I thought it would be, but it's a children's book. And there's other things I've adjusted in what I've done. I used to do a lot of one-off coaching things, and then I've done less of that, and I do more focused work with individuals who are affecting and leading more people. So I'm helping to coach the leaders and lead the leaders, and that's fun. And I still do some teamwork stuff, but that's even different. And then all of a sudden, I stopped doing certain things and then I start committing to others. And then because that's working, next thing you know, a door opens up and wow, look what happens. This turns into that. And it comes in such a natural way. It comes without a lot of, it just feels so natural. It feels so natural because it's tied to, I believe, these four types of questions that get you to that point. And that is, you know, I want you to be able to say the what is it you desire? Like, you know, here she is, this comedian that's just getting started. Here I am. I'm a leadership coach. I'm a person who loves to see people develop. I coach young people in sports, and I love to see people have great lives. I love to see people overcome tough things. And like, so all of that stuff is, you know, it's so important to me, and I desire that at a deep level, because the reason I want to know what is that the thing that I desire is because when I answer that what question, it helps me determine what the cost is going to be, what it might be, knowing if I want to do all of that, if I want to work, if I want to coach a sports team, what's the cost? If that desire is in there, and I know it's really in there, and in my life, I'm tied to it, and I've been doing it, and all of a sudden, the door opens up to where maybe the dream coaching opportunity pops open for coaching young people in sports, and then maybe I'm older, but it's like I'm just getting started. And it's because it's not that I just count the cost then, but it's, I've been counting the cost. But then if I know it's there and I know that's the door opens and that opportunity comes, like with Leanne Morgan, she had Netflix. They say, you want to do two more? Is she ready? Does she know she's ready? She understands it's going to cost. She understood what it cost her to get there. Now, you could say, well, it should be easier because I'm here now. I've arrived. I'm not sure. I don't know that math always works that way. But there is a cost. So here's what I thought. I'm thinking, like, what is the cost? What is the thing I desire? What's the cost? So I want to ask that question because I want to know what is the thing I desire so much that I'll do it regardless of any conditions. How about that? Let's make it bigger. I will do this thing regardless. That's huge. So it also, when I ask that question, it helps to know if it's simply just an idea. Am I in love with an idea? Is it just a thought or a feeling? Or is it truly something that's anchored? Like it's really anchored in, and it's specific maybe. It's anchored and so specific to a person or a thing. Like, or people, like it's your family, like you're so dedicated that way, or you're, you know, it's to helping someone, or maybe you want to adopt and bring them into your home. And so that is something you desire so much. What's the cost? And it's beyond just an idea of adopting, You know, maybe it's you're going to you desire to do a service project. And but I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be difficult. You have to rally people and you're already working so much and you're stressed and like all these things. And but you have to know, is it just an idea or is just something that's really tied to a specific thing or a person, something that you know that it has value and it means something to you? It's important. So then when you get to that why and you ask that, now you want to get to that what, you want to ask this why side of it. So what is it you desire that you're willing to do regardless? Now you want to say, why does this even compel me? Like, why? Why do I come alive for this thing? Why is this task or this purpose or this possibility that's in front of me, why this and not anything else? Spend some time thinking about that because there's fire in there. I mean, that's what gets a person to say, I'm going to go take the chance when I'm older to get out there. And I just got signed for two more specials. I mean, of course you could say, well, anyone would do that. It seems like that would be the obvious answer, but I'm not so convinced that anyone would say that it would be so easy just to do that. I mean, we all would like to say about ourselves that if you did something long enough, let's just say I'm doing blank pages long enough and it becomes successful and I wanted it to be where it could be some sort of syndicated thing. And let's just say Netflix decided they wanted to pick it up and they go, Tim, you have a great voice and the things that you're sharing are amazing. And let's just say that is a goal of mine, that's something that I want to do. Awesome. And let's just say they pick it up, the door opens up and the future comes in. Am I going to naturally go, oh yeah, that's all I've been waiting for is my break? Yeah, inside of me, I believe, yes, that is what I want. But do I not also think right there behind it, standing behind me, ready to step into any moment of insecurity or pause that I may offer it, that voice that says, can you do another one? Are you going to try to, do you have enough magic? Is there enough formula or potion? And like all these things, it's going to move me into spaces that are going to get me into unfamiliar territory. It's going to make me feel, well, it's going to be very familiar, but it's going to be unfamiliar in a sense that I don't want to be in there in this situation. I've been there, but I don't want to be moving away from what I've been doing, meaning I've been committing to doing the show. So what would change? And if I'm doing the show and they picked it up and they did one, and then they said they want to offer me two more, what would change? Is my desire still there? That's what I need to ask. Would I still do this regardless? I mean, why does it compel me? That's where you're getting into. When it's aligned and connected at a deep level, we have the potential to do extraordinary things. And that's what I want to ask the why, that why compelling question for. I want to ask, so the what, you know, what do I desire so much that I would do it regardless? And then why does this compel me? Why do I come alive? It's because I want to be able to connect at a deep level to something. Like for me, when it comes to transformational growth, I mean, I want to connect at such a deep level to where people, it's not that what someone says, it's not that what I say to them changes anything. It's just that what I say to them gives them enough things to think about, enough information, or not even information per se. It's not me just giving them information. It's enough in that situation to where through the engagement of questions and talking through their what and whys and all those things, and it unfolds, and a question is not just a simple question, but when you ask a question that's open-ended enough and you drill into where you're getting more specific, you open it up and then you can get more specific, and you open it up and you can get more specific. And that's where that beauty is. It's in them. It's in there. And so, but when you understand what, you know, why it compels you and you want that type of transformation in there, where a person finds the freedom and the power of their choice to make new and different decisions, and you get to be a part of that, that makes me like, that's the best. I don't think there's anything better. So there's what and why, and then there's when and how. So when do I go for it? That's the question. Like when do I do this? When do I go in? When am I going to go all in? When, I mean, you go all in. I mean, you do it daily. Like, I believe to get your two more specials and to get a movie with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. And I mean, Leanne Morgan had to do the thing without thinking about Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. So that's equal to me. I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to think about what other people have done. Now I hear her, I'm telling you her story. I think it's touching me. It inspires me. It's something like, man, that's what I would like. I would want to walk into it like that, but I want to walk into it just like what she's doing. She's clear on what? She's clear on why. She's clear on when. She's doing it daily in her daily activities. She was being humorous in her day to day. She was paying attention to her life. She was allowing herself to be a funny person daily as part of her life and personality. So for me, this is what I'm doing. I connect all my daily activities to my broader purpose. Each day has more potential to bring satisfaction. Every single day I do it daily. So even the routine task, even this can be routine. It could be weekly. It's routine. But I love it. Those routine tasks, you know, and the reason I love it is because they get significance, and they get significance because it's part of a larger goal. And because it's part of a larger goal, then I know this contributes to more of a deeper sense of fulfillment and contentment that I have. And that's why I do it. So when do I do it? I do it every day. And I do it anytime I can do it. But hold on a second. I don't do it and neglect other priorities. So once again, make sure you're checking it and as to understanding what it is that you're doing in that why, what compels you. Make sure that you're, you know, and then in that what side of it, it's not just some sort of idea. Okay. Don't just do the idea thing again. So we don't want to do just an idea. So anytime I do something and not neglect other priorities, other responsibilities, other standards, my own ethics or morals, somebody else's. Now, here's a little sidebar. You need to make sure that you define and prioritize the things that tug on you, right? So in other things, what are the things around you that are always pulling on you and want your attention? So you need to look at that, know what they are, be real about them, and list them out. And then make sure that you are clear about that so you understand what is pulling at you. Right? So that way you can do it. So if one of the things that you want to do, you can't do that 24/7, right? So remember, there are other things you have to do as well. So anything you want to do, like if you want to be a comedian or if you want to be a nationally syndicated or internationally syndicated, which you could be globally syndicated show online, you know, you still need to do the other things you still need to do and make sure you don't neglect them, even if you get to do the thing that you want to do that you love so much. Right? Just still don't neglect stuff. I know that was a tongue twister and kind of dumb, but you get it. So it's solvable to do multiple things without causing people or things in our lives to suffer or fail. So that's basically what I'm trying to tell you. Do it anytime, but don't neglect things. Don't let other stuff suffer. So when do I go for it? Now, how are you going to do it? So here, how is that so much? You can do the practical, but also, you know, that's what, you know, practical, you know, for me, how am I going to become better at what I do like this? How do I get better at creating courses and teaching workshops and doing keynotes? Well, I read, I listen to other people. I pray, I ask for feedback. I really try to open myself up to new things and hearing things and being a student of people. So I collaborate with others. Like that's one of the hows that I get better at it. But what about on purpose? How about that? I do it on purpose. I do it intentionally. I know what impact that I'm trying to make, right? I know the impact I hope for. So then what I do is here's how I do it. I now align my intentions with that desired impact. So that way, everything I intend to do, I'm really thoughtful about it. So I can get that impact. I even get better at it, especially when I make mistakes and I failed in the past and not aligning my intentions with my desired impact. And I make stupid mistakes, but I fix that. So I get clear on my how. So what are my final thoughts? Final thoughts are this. If you're just getting started, great. You could just be young and getting started. You can be older and just getting started. But if you are, hey, what and why? What do you desire so much that you'll do it regardless? Answer that question. And why does it compel you? Answer that. Why do you come alive? And then when do you go for it? Like get daily into it. And then how are you going to do it? Like answer that in a practical way, but then also think about those intangible ways. Like What are you going to do? Like an attitude. I'm going to choose different attitudes. I'm going to, like, you answer that. Put that together. And so you can say, this is what I'm doing. I'm just getting started. And I know what, I know why, I know when, I know how. That's a great goal. And I think we can all learn and get better at pursuing, I think, the things that are going to give us that most fulfillment and value when we know that we're actually capable of it. We can do it. We can just get started, but do it in the simple stuff every single day. And don't freak out if you're getting older. Great things are coming to you. I promise you. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to be a lot more rewarding to receive things, celebrate things a little later in your life and enjoy them longer with greater maturity and understanding than it is to get them earlier and not appreciate it. And then maybe have to try to figure out how to reinvent it and do it again. It could be fun, but may not be ideal. So think about that. Keep that in mind. Get out there, do your thing. And even if you're just getting started, it's all right. It's all right. So until next time, we'll talk soon.